ما شاء الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is the 16th day of the month of Ramadan 1444 Hijri, in bracket the 7th day of the month of March 2023 CE. Let's take some questions if there are.
Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This one says, please show us how the Prophet
sallallahu alaihi wasallam
drink water according to Sunnah.
Drinking water from the Sunnatic perspective is you mention Allah's name as you drink. You drink, you sip, you move the muck from your mouth in order to breathe. Don't breathe within the water. As you drink, you move the cup and take in oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide. That is, if there is the need. If there are no needs, you can go on drinking until you feel okay. Wallahu alam.
Jazakumullahu khairan.
Wa iyyakum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum salam.
We women, what is our necessary and compulsory burden on our husbands concerning Islamic knowledge? And
if our sisters are here listening, we beg them to make sure no noises are taking place. It's very important. If there are children making noise, please control them. Make them to be silent, because this is a session taking just few minutes, or not even, it's not up to some hours. So let's try to conduct ourselves properly. The question is, seems to come from a sister, that women, what are the necessary demands of their husbands on them? Yeah. Number one, a Muslim woman should be, number one, obedient to her husband. But that obedience should be within the confines of Sharia, meaning your husband cannot ask you to do something which is contrary to the teachings of Allah and Almighty and the Prophet. If he does it, you are not bound to obey him, because لا طاعة لمخلوق في مثل خالق. No obedience is to be given on an issue that contravenes Allah's law. That is number one. Number two is the right of the husband on you to be appreciative of his goodnesses. Your husband feeds you, clothes you, gives you shelter and the rice, even though they are necessary, but then you have to appreciate what he has been doing. Number three, do not allow anybody to come into his own matrimonial confine, because his house is his house, unless which is on permission. But if your parents are coming, parent are parent, they should not be stopped from coming, because you and your husband are the children in essence of your parent. Another right is that your husband has right to meet you, you know, through your conjugal union. You cannot stop yourself from your husband when he needs you, unless and until during prohibitive times like menstrual cycle, like confinement blood. You know confinement blood? Demon nifas. It's called confinement blood. So during these are prohibitive period. Another right of your husband on you is when you go out, preserve yourself for him. You can't be seen talking to men unnecessarily. I say unnecessarily, because maybe in your working place you talk to your higher officer, sir, well, this is your working place, but you do it within the confines of Sharia. You remember you have a husband. You cannot be chatting in the common room with men just like this. You have to respect yourself. Another right of your husband, you have to serve him. Provide food for him, even though some are saying cooking for your husband is not compulsory. But let me tell you, how can socialization in the matrimony be good without the woman rendering service to her husband and vice versa? So there is a kind of reciprocal gesture between the couples. We call this spousal accord, not discord. Another right of the husband on his wife, and this is common, respect his parents. His father should be addressed with honor. Al-Hajj has said, Daddy has said. This is very important. You cannot call the name of the father, of your husband, father, just nakedly. You too cannot do that to our own father. What is good for the good is good for the gander, as they say in the English proverb, okay? So these are some of the rights of the husband claimable on the women, and also vice versa. Hope this answers the question. Wallahu a'lam. They are making noise. Tell them to please keep quiet. Or the children should be... please tell them. I mean upstairs. They are making noise upstairs, please. Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh. This I am appealing to you. This verse escaped from me. The interpretation of this verse escaped me. Al-khabithatu lil-khabithin wal-khabithuna.
Take it easy. We are coming to it now.
No.
It's in Surah An-Nur, verse number 26. We shall come to that. Take it easy. Even though tomorrow is going to be the terminal point of tafsir today, this year, tomorrow, the last. I will explain maybe tomorrow. So come and attend the closing period tomorrow being Saturday, inshallah. So we're going to come to this maybe, and you will hear the full meaning and interpretation by the grace of Allah. Next question. That's all. So take the subsequent ayah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان ومن يتبع خطوات الشيطان فإنه يأمر بالفحشاء والمنكر ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ما زكى منكم من أحد أبدا ولكن الله يزكي من يشاء والله سميع عليم.
This is ayah number 26 in this chapter 24, Surah An-Nur, chapter the light. Allah says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان ومن يتبع الشيطان فإنه يأمر بالفحشاء والمنكر. O you who believe, do not follow the entrapping ways of Satan. Entrapping. Khutwa. Khutwa is any bad way planted by Satan. Traps. Looking badly, khutwat al-shaytan. Uttering things bad, same way, khutwat al-shaytan. Making you feel so important above people, khutwa of shaytan. So Allah says, لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان. Do not follow the entrapping path, trap of Satan. Listen. وَمَنْ يَتَّبِي خُطَوَةً Who is concerned? These two things out of many are his handiwork. So why do you obey and succumb yourself to him? وَلَوْلَا فَضْلَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ If not for Allah's bounties and mercy upon you, مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ وَلَا كَنَ اللَّهُ زَكِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ If not for Allah's bounty, his mercy, none of you will have been purified. Purity comes from Allah. Had it not for Allah's intervention, who can claim to be pure? How can you be free from sin? Satan is from your front and back and all around. Okay? But Allah says, if not for Allah's bounty and his mercy upon you, مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ None of you will have been purified. مِنْ أَحَدٍ Not a single one. أَبَدًا Permanently, ceaselessly, perpetually. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ زَكِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ But Allah purifies and makes clean whom He desires. May Allah make us clean by Ya Allah. وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ Allah is سَمِيعٌ All-hearing, عَلِيمٌ All-knowing. Next ayah.
وَلَا يَسْتَوِي أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ
There is reason for the revelation of this ayah. Listen to the reason. You see, as you go on translating the Quran, at times you have to know what is the causative reason for the revelation of ayah AYB XYZ. They call this سَبَبُ النُّزُولِ The causality for the revelation. Now, something happened, I think I told you, during one of the wars, the Prophet ﷺ went for expedition or da'wah, ghazwa. On the way back, the necklace of Aisha got lost. In her effort to reclaim it, the group went past her. She was left behind. Now, one Sahabi by the name Safwan ibn al-Mu'attal al-Muradi, Soha, he said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Prophet's wife, in the jungle, in the wilderness, she said that is the only thing he uttered. He lowered down his she camel and he took me on its back. He drew her to Medina. On reaching Medina, the munafiqun, the spitfire in munafiqun, the hypocritical guys, began to peddle rumor. Oh, Aisha and Safwan, they committed XYZ. This is called what? Ifk. I told you, fiction. They were not factual, but they were fictional. You have to be factual and not fictional. They were fictional. So the story became trending. It's wild. Aisha became sick. Because you see, as a pure person, if somebody accuses you of what you are innocent, you are down with worry. So Aisha naturally became worried beyond your expectation and your imagination. Alright? So, among those who spread the word, there is one guy called Misbah ibn Athatha. This man, Misbah, was a houseboy to Abu Bakr, the father of Aisha. But you see, Mr. soiled his tongue with this filthy accusation, with this character assassinating denigration. When the revelation came and cleansed Aisha, Abu Bakr said, Wallahi today I will never give you anything to eat, Mr. because you condemned my daughter without justification, without any substantiation. Allah said, no. Don't swear. That's the meaning here. Later, since Allah has cleansed her, the munafiqun were put to shame. Forget about them. Allah says, وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ. Let not those with ease and money, they shouldn't swear. وَلَا يَأْتَلِ. I don't know if you catch the... Okay. So Allah says, وَلَا يَأْتَلِ do not swear. Because he said, Wallahi, I will never give you anything to eat from today for accusing my daughter Aisha. Allah said, no. Since Allah has cleared her, that means they have been put to shame. They can hide their head now. He used to eat from your own goodnesses. Keep on, give him. It's up to him. So that is the meaning of this ayah. وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ. Those with ease, with excess in their hand. وَالسَّعَةِ. And they have facilities given to the Allah. They should not swear that أَيُّؤْتُ أُولِي الْقُرْبَى. They shouldn't give something to those of the kindred. وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. And the destitute. Okay? وَالْمُحَاجِرِينَ. And the immigrant who left Mecca to Medina on account of their bad behavior. Don't say tit for tit. It's a good game. Forget about the D. Okay? Who migrated for the sake of Allah. وَلْيَعَفُوا. Allahu Akbar. Let them forgive. وَلْيَسْفَعُوا. Let them overlook. Two words. وَلْيَعَفُوا. وَلْيَسْفَعُوا. Then Allah asks, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Wouldn't you want Allah to forgive you too? He said, اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي. Abu Bakr Siddiq. You see, it's very bad to be accused of things you didn't do. But even though the severity of the accusation is there, yet you feel Allah is on your side if you are truthful. So Allah says, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَسْفَهُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُرُ رَحِيمٌ. Wouldn't you want Allah to forgive and overlook your shortcomings? And indeed, Allah is Ghafoor, all forgiving, Rahim, all merciful. Is that clear to you? Is that clear? Yes. So if I should ask you, give me the reason for the revelation of Ayah 23, I hope you will be able to give the answer. Sorry, verse 22. You should know. وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. You need Allah to forgive you too, so forget about him. So Abu Bakr restored the feeding to Misbah ibn Athatha. That is his name, Misbah. Next ayah.
إن الذين يرمون المحصنات الغافلات المؤمنات لعنوا في الدنيا والآخرة ولهم عذاب عظيم.
Allah says, إن الذين يرمون المحصنات الغافلات لعنوا في الدنيا والآخرة. To the end of it. Those who are accusing, يرمون. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْسَنَاتِ الْغَافِلَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. How many qualities? How many qualities? Three. Those who accuse al-muhsanat, the barricaded women, barricaded, those purified, muhsanat. Al-ghafilat, absent-minded, they don't fix their mind on doing things bad. Ghafilat. Mu'minat and believing. You see a lady with her hijab, here mutanakiba, mutahajiba, is it high? Come on, she's prostitution. This is the accusation. So those who accuse al-muhsanat, the women that have been prevented, taken care of, protected, al-ghafilat, absent-minded. They don't engage in negative things with their mind fixed on immorality. Al-Mu'minat, also believers, such people doing this, lu'inu fid dunya. They are accursed. You know, to be accursed, A-C-C-U-R-S-E, a curse, a la'an, Allah's condemnation, rest on them. Fi dunya, in this life, wal akhirah, and hereafter. Not only that, walahum azabun azim, for them shall be tremendous, gigantic punishment. Na'udhu billahi min al-azab al-azim. Next ayah.
يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
Next ayah.
يَوْمَئِذٍ يُوَفِّيهِمُ اللَّهُ دِينَهُمُ الْحَقَّ وَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقُّ الْمُبِينُ.
يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. يَوْمَئِذٍ يُوَفِّيهِمُ اللَّهُ دِينَهُمُ الْحَقَّ وَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقُّ الْمُبِينُ. Then the next ayah that you ask me. I said, take it, we're going to come to it. Allah says, يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ. On such a day, when their tongues shall bear witness against them. The tongue you use in tongue lashing, you know tongue lashing? Character assassinating, lying, fabricating, denigrating. On Al-Qiyamah, your tongues are going to bear witness again. The tongue will say, you've used me in accusing XYZ. Tashhad alayhim al-sinatuhum. Wa'aydihim, their hand, you write damaging report, the hand is going to talk. Wa'arjuluhum, the legs that take you or took you to things forbidden. So remember, such a day when these parts of your body are going to give a testimony negatively against you, and there is no way you can escape such a condemnation. Wal-iyadu billah. That is Al-Qiyamah bima kanu ya'malun, on what they used to do. Yawma idhin, you read it? Yawma idhin yuwaffihimullahu deenakumul haqq. On that day, Allah will recompense, will fulfill their account based on their deeds. Because ad-deen means al-jaza in this context. The word ad-deen, according to Quranic contextualization, it comes and it means al-Islam. Like inna deena inna lahi Islam. Ad-deen here means Islam. Ad-deen comes, it means al-qiyamah. Malik yawm al-deen, the day of qiyamah. Wa inna ad-deen lawaqi, qiyamah will come. Ad-deen comes, it means even kufr. Lakum deenukum, to use a religion of kufr. Waliyadeen. Ad-deen comes, it means social interaction. Wa gharrahum fi deenihim ma kanu yaftarun. So you have to know in this context, words are said, mentioned Quranically, so that when you come to exegesis, you are expert in assigning words to its context. Don't give translation out of its meaning. I hope it is clear to all of you. So now Allah says, يَوْمَ إِذٍ يُوَفِّيهِمُ اللَّهُ دِينَهُمُ الْحَقِّ. On Al-Qiyamah, Allah will give full measure as related to their deed. Al-Qiyamah. وَيَعْلَمُونَ الْحَقِّ, which is the correct measure. وَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنْ لَهُ الْحَقُّ الْمُبِينُ. And they shall know Allah is Al-Haq, the truth. Al-Mubin in clarity. Allah is evident truth. وَلَوْ اتَّبَعُوا الْحَقَّ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. So Allah is Al-Haq. You call Allah Al-Haq. Can you name your child Abdul Haq? Yeah. Can you name your son Abdul Abrahman? Oh yes, now it's very clear. Abdul Basit, yes. What of Abdul Wali? Can you call your son Abdul Wali? Yes, now. Allah huwa waliyul ladina aman. Allah waliyul hamid. Because it's not popular in Hausaland. But you can mention your son, his name is Abdul Wali.
It's Abdul Wali.
ya zama babu wali, wani wali ake nufi? Come on, Allah is al-wali here, man. All right, so you can. But you see, Abdul Rashid is not Allah's name, but it's popular. It has been popularized, but it's not Allah's name. Abdullah, Abdul Karim, Abdul Rahman, Abdul Rahim, Abdul Sittir, or Abdul Sattar, Abdul Mannan, Abdul Hannan, Abdul Majid. All right, okay. But Abdul Jalal, wrong. Jalal is not Allah's name. Okay? So get it what? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is Al-Haq and Al-Mubin. Very in clarity. Very clear. Next ayah.
الخبيثات للخبيثين والخبيثون للخبيثات والطيبات للطيبين والطيبون للطيبات
نعم
أولئك مبرؤون مما يقولون لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم.
Now somebody asked me the meanings of this ayah. Did he? And I told you we'll come to it. Now we have come to it. That is ayah number what? 26 in chapter 24 An-Nur. Allah says Al-Khabithatu Lil-Khabithina Wal-Khabithuna Lil-Khabithati Wat-Tayyibatu Lil-Tayyibina Wat-Tayyibuna Lil-Tayyibati أولئك مبرؤون مما يقولون لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم. Listen. In this context, the munafiqun that call Aisha, she committed XYZ with Safwan. If she did it, then she is khabitha. If she did it, did she do it?
No.
She did it. Because al-khubuthu, impurity. Okay? That is rot, R-O-T, rot, rubiwa, khubf, is with the impure women. So Allah is, after clearing Aisha, radiallahu anha, then Allah said, look, al-khabithatu lil-khabithin, impure women are men, women are for impure men. If Aisha was impure, then her husband should be impure, the Prophet himself. Look at the Quran argument. So it tells you those accusing Aisha could be kafirun because they are denying the clear Quranic testification. Get it correctly. Al-Khabithat what? Lil-Khabithin. The impure women are for the impure men. Wal-Khabithuna Lil-Khabithat. Impure men are for the morally bankrupt impure women. Then what tayyibatu litayyibin. Pure women are for the pure men. What tayyibuna litayyibat. Pure men. I don't know if you are catching it. So it tells you those who accuse Aisha were either kuffar, kafirun, or munafiqun. You cannot cross these two classes. Then Allah put them to shame. Allah revealed Quran verses. He claims that Aisha, our mother. How do you ever think Allah will allow impure woman, filthy, to be the wife of his prophet? This is impossible. Even in government today, before a governor or president appoints his cabinet, there is mechanism of choosing the commissioners. Your CV. Have you been convicted? Are you an ex-convict? No, he's very clean. Before you're appointed, you know how to choose good people. So Allah didn't know how to choose good men for his prophet. This is commonsensically incommonsensical. It's not to be accepted. So those who did it were kafirun, munafiqun. Today, there are them, especially in the Shia communities, who claim to be lovers of Ahlul Bayt, they are liars. They can be good Muslims. The Quran is there in clear testimony. Al-Khabithatu, take it again. Please read it, all of you. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithina. Wal-Khabithuna lil-Khabithati. Wal-Tayyibatu lil-Tayyibina. Wal-Tayyibuna lil-Tayyibati. أولئك مبرؤون مما يقولون لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم. Let's complete the translation. Okay. أولئك مبرؤون. Such. Who are such? الطيبات for طيبون. The pure women for pure men. Pure men for pure women. So this with purity, they are mubarra'un. They are exonerated. Purified from the accusation of the dirty tongues of the munafiqun. From what they used to say, lahum maghfiratun for the attayibun attayibat, for them shall be maghfira. Maghfira means what? Unflinching forgiveness. Unflinching. وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ and generous provision. Because the rizq is provision now. You are drinking water, it's rizq. You can see, you are seeing faculty, it's rizq. Hearing faculty, it's rizq. Ability to walk, it to talk. These are arzak. So for these pure ones shall be unflinching forgiveness and generous and bounteous provision. Allahumma a'tina maghfiratan wa rizqan karima. More time? Right. Next ayah.
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tadkhulu buyutan ghayra buyutikum hatta tastanisu wa tusallimu ala ahliha. ذلكم خير لكم لعلكم تذكرون.
فإن لم تجدوا
فيها أحدا فلا تدخلوها حتى يؤذن لكم وإن قيل لكم ارجعوا فارجعوه وأزكى لكم والله بما تعملون عليم.
Allah the Almighty, Allah the Exalted says in these subsequent two verses, يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, لا تدخلوا بيوتا غير بيوتكم حتى تستأنسوا وتسلموا على أهلها. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. This is a divine injunction. O you who believe, do not enter houses not yours. بُيُوتًا غَيْرُ بُيُوتِكُمْ. The house of Mal and Dawda is not my house. It's not your own. If you want to enter the house of somebody, then Allah says, stop. حَتَّى تَسْتَأَنِسُوا. Until you get permission. And then you say salam. So some feel knocking, pang, 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 is the tastanisu. But knocking is not enough until you accompany knocking by saying assalamu alaikum. Correct? Some just know assalamu alaikum, they enter. This is wrong. Wrong. If you come, will knock your head. So go back. Say salam. So don't enter a house not belonging to you. Some feel they are civilized. They say knock before you enter. No. Say salam. Say excuse me. Say excusez-moi, the Frenchman. But in Islam, hatta tasta'anisu وَتُسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. Now let me ask you, there are some people with a device. The device is fixed on a wall. They press the button, it says what? Assalamu alaikum. Is that enough? Why do you say no? Give me an answer. Somebody fixes a device, he presses it, it says salam, and the people in the house hear the salam. They say, they come rushing. And I am asking you, is that enough? Can I hear from you? You didn't understand me? Somebody fixed a device in a wall. The device, if you press the button, it says assalamu alaikum. Haven't you seen it? So I'm saying, if somebody he didn't say salam, he presses it, because their argument is that because that goes deeper to those in the house. But you say assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, nobody hears you. So just press it. So we are saying that is not enough, because the device is not Muslim. Is it a Muslim? It only sounds like Muslim sayings. So even if people come, you have to repeat the salam verbally. Clear? Right. So don't enter a house not belonging to you, not your own house, hatta tastaniso, until you look for permission. وَتُسَلِّمُ أَمْ pronounce salam عَلَىٰ أَلِهَا, on the people in the house. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, that is better for you. لَأَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ, perchance, perhaps, you will get reminder. You will be reminded. تَذَكَّر is to be reminded. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدُوا, next ayah, correct? Next ayah. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدُوا فِيهَا أَحَدًا. Okay. You cannot find somebody in the house. I come to the house, assalamu alaikum, once. Assalamu alaikum, for the second time. Assalamu alaikum, no answer, get back. Three times, no answer, get back. But some people, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum. Consecutively, 5 and 10 times, I have been doing salam. He said, look, you didn't follow the rule of saying salam. 3 times, no answer, get back. According to hadith, yeah, of one of the sahaba. So, فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدُوا فِيهَا أَحَدًا, if you cannot get somebody in the house, فَلَا تَدُخُ, don't enter, don't enter. Because number one, the house is not your own. Number two, you don't know their privacy. Number three, don't make incursion or intrusion. No trespassing. So the house is not, so why do you trespass? Don't. So you can see Surah An-Nur teaches us code of ethics, a lot of ethics, ethical teachings. If you should count, I think I told at the early stage of the Surah that there are more than 20 ethical teachings in Surah An-Nur. So Umar says, memorize Surah An-Nur. Very important. So, فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدُوا فِيهَا أَحَدًا, if you cannot see somebody, get someone inside the house, فَلَا, don't enter the house. حَتَّى يُؤْذَنَ لَكُمْ, until a permission is given to you. Until. Because حَتَّى تُفِيدُ الْغَايَة, it says, come in, you enter. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ ارْجِعُوا فَرْجُوا, if you are told, hey, get back, go back. Don't say, he is my friend, I visited him, he told me to go back, I will never come back again. Quran says, فَرْجِعُوا, go back in honesty. Maybe he is in a situation he wouldn't like you to see him. Maybe he is exhausted. He is exhausted, tired. He is down with sickness. Say, I'm sorry, please get back, come back later. Then say, no, I must enter. It's not your house. If we can maintain the teaching of the deen, we can live in peace, not in pieces. You get me?
Yeah.
Peace, do you want, or pieces? Answer me. Which one do we prefer? To be in peace or in pieces? Peace. Spell peace. P-E-S. That is pass. Spell peace. P-E-A-C-E. Is it correct? He said P-E-A-C-E. Is that correct? Peace, peace, peace. Is it incorrect? Correct? Who can spell pieces? Okay, yes. You raise your hand. Pieces. We want to be in peace, not in pieces. We got the meaning of peace spelled. What about pieces? Yes, my friend. P-I-E-C-S. Correct? Which one do you prefer? To be in peace or in pieces? Mm-hmm. So if you want to maintain peace, not pieces, maintain the peaceful way of God, you'll be in peace. Allah give us peace in life, during our death, in our grave, during our coming out, until peace accompanies us to the house of peace in the paradise. Do you say amen? Allahu Akbar. Now, do we have more time? So can we complete the verse? So now huwa azka lakum. Going back is more purer. It's purer. Don't say more purer. It can be wrong English. You don't say more purer. Correct? Because more better, wrong English. You say better, otherwise your English becomes tautological English. Because more is positive. No, it's comparative. Better, they don't go together. So quickly, it's better for you to go back, more, it's purer. Wallahu bima ta'amaluna alim. Allah is all-knowing on all your doings. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Like I told you, tomorrow is going to be the final time for our tafsir. Is going to be the terminal point of sleep tomorrow because I am to go on Umrah, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. So I have to get prepared before the time arises. And because there is preachings they conduct in SAS, Jawabi Daga Malame, every year, they requested the Tafsir Congress, said, please, Ya Sheikh, put our request to give us that Sunday for your time. So I am putting the request to you. And let me say, I you have accepted. Alright? So tomorrow we're going to have last session. By Sunday, I told you, maybe we meet, inshallah ta'ala, after Salah. Oh, next Ramadan. That is the way of Allah. But tomorrow we're going to have last session, I told you. May Allah bless you. Remain in peace, not in pieces. In blessing, not in disorganization. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifuna. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Walhamdu لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.